Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey everybody, it's Physical Friday, and here we're talking about physical things that we can do to keep ourselves in good shape so that we can continue to do the things that we love to do. Hunt, fish, go outside, hike, hunt on big mountains, do whatever we want to do, ski, anything. And a big part of that is staying consistent on the road. We're busy. We're in the prime of our careers. We're traveling. And that travel can throw a big wrench into your fitness plans. You've got consistency, you've got motivation, you've got everything going. Then you have to go on a business trip and you lose it. You start eating poorly, you don't work out, and then you come back and it takes a little bit to get jump started and back onto the fitness train. Well, we don't want you to fall off. And in my opinion, consistency wins. So when you're on the road, the fact that you're getting something in is better than nothing. So today we're going to talk about a couple of my favorite travel workouts. One that you can do with zero equipment, even if you're camping, whatever you can do, whatever you're doing, this one is one of my favorites. It is very simple. Run 3 miles, do 300 push-ups. Okay, so at any point during the 3 mile run, you can drop and do some push-ups. You could do 300 push-ups and then you could run 3 miles, or you could run 3 miles and then you could do 300 push-ups at the end, or every couple hundred yards, you could drop and do 10 push-ups. 3 miles, 300 push-ups. That is one of my very favorites. You can do this inside, you can do it outside, or you can do it in a crappy hotel gym that literally is the size of a closet that has a treadmill, and you're on that treadmill, you run for a little bit, you put it on pause, you drop down, you do some push-ups, you come back up at the end of the workout, you've done 3 miles, 300 push-ups. That's one of my all-time favorites, and it's very simple to do no matter what. I do suggest that if you are in a place where you've never been before and there's somebody at the front desk or you got a concierge there, ask if you're in a safe area to go running, because not all areas are safe, and you might be better off to do it on the treadmill or run around the parking lot a whole bunch of times. I don't know. Be careful, especially if it's early in the morning or late at night. You never know where you are, and it is best to ask. I don't like working out indoors. I don't like treadmills, but on occasion, that's the best way to go. All right, so another workout that I like to do while I'm on the road, especially if I have a partner or someone that I'm traveling with that can, you know, wants to get up early in the morning and work out. Of course, I always like to do the deck of cards, but if I don't have a deck of cards with me and we have zero equipment, I will just come up with a few exercises that we can do 100 reps of. So 100 pull-ups if you have a pull-up bar, 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups, 100 squats, 100 burpees. Okay, that would be a fantastic workout. Now, let's just say that you are of equal fitness, on an equal fitness level as your friend. Well, each of you can do 50, and you're going to get through all of these things as fast as you can as a team. You can do that in any way possible. I can do 10, then you can do 10. I can do 25, then you can do 25. I could do 50, and you could do 50. So there's work, rest, okay? You come up with the way that you and your partner want to get that done the best. That is fine. You could also go through all of the exercises a few times. So you could do 10 and 10 pull-ups, 10 and 10 push-ups, 10 and 10 sit-ups, 10 and 10 squats, 10 and 10 burpees, and then go through that, five times. Okay. That would be 100 of each one. That's a way to do it. Now, if you are of different fitness levels, you can simply scale it back. One person can do 60 pull-ups and the other person can do 40. One person can do 80 and the other person can do 20. And you can do this all the way down. So I like this format because you can easily adjust the volume to what you have time for, and you can adjust the intensity to what you and your partner are capable of. So you can have somebody that's just getting started and he can work out side by side with somebody who is very far along their fitness journey and in really good shape. And both of you are doing the same work, just different volumes of it. And that is fantastic. So those are two of my favorite travel workouts, 3 miles, 300 pushups. Of course, you could do that on a rowing machine or a bicycle or a stationary bike or whatever. You could come up with some sort of distance and also match that distance with some pushups. So 5K, 500 pushups, do it any which way you want, but pushups and some sort of cardio, that is fantastic. And then the 100 rep deal where you split that with a partner, that is also a favorite. So I hope that that will help you to keep your workout going while you're on the road, whether you do that in your hotel room or a crappy hotel gym, or you're running around in the parking lot or outside. That is Fitness Friday or Physical Friday for today. And if you have some awesome road workouts, I'd like to hear about them. You can find me on Instagram at Tom_Roland_podcast, or you can text 305-930-7346. Let me know what your favorite workouts are. Maybe I'll even have you on the show to talk about how you get your workout in while you're on the road traveling and maintain consistency. All right, that's it. Talk to you later. See you.